Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer this evening, Peter, VK2EMU, and engineering is Stuart, VK2BMX. The weather here is, well, it's blue sky. Blue sky as far as I can see. 22 degrees centigrade outside, and rainfall at the VK2WI site last week was 0 millimetres. Our transmitter status is all okay, although the receiver for the 23 centimetres, we've got a receivers here so we can check everything, it sounded a bit scratchy. So after the broadcast, if you're on 23, listening on 23, tell us if it's sounding scratchy or something. It might just be the receivers being overloaded. But anyway, and we're also on ANSW RadNet. Okay, and the VK2RWO, repeater on RadNet, is currently off air, waiting relocation to a new site. All the other repeaters are operating normally.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week. Later in this bulletin, we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email news@arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of the activity and contacts. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 9444 0123. Many listeners will be aware that VK2WI bulletins are relayed through a network of regional repeaters. These include the Hunter Radio Group with VK2NRC on 146.975, the Central Coast ARC with VK2RAG on 53.725 and 146.725 in the Blue Mountains. To the west of Sydney, the St George Amateur Radio Society with VK2RDX on 146.65. And to the south, the Illawarra ARS, VK2RMP on 53.650 and 146.650. And also VK2RUW on 146.675. We thank these clubs for their combined support of our news service. We also wish to thank the ANZEL group. Okay, and that's led by John, VK3HJQ, for relays of our news bulletins via the Echolink network and the news conference servers. We encourage callbacks and feedbacks to our news bulletins. Callbacks are a valuable source of feedback to us on the reach and usefulness of our news bulletins. If callbacks are not taken on your relay output, you can contact us directly by email to callbacks@arnsw.org.au with a signal report and any comments. We'd like to hear from you. The weekly solar and geophysical report. With data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. First, the summer activities from the 19th to the 25th of December. Dates across the column are 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th and 25th. 10 centimetre flux, 118, 120, 124, 133, 142, 134, and 163. The Frederiksberg A index, 4, 4, 20, 17, 14, 19, and 8. The Australian index, AOS, 5, 5, 18, 14, 15, 15, and 7 estimated. And finally, the T index, 9, 1, 9, 9. 122, 75, 97, 103, and 128. So after their activity reached R1 on the 19th and the 20th and on the 23rd with an M1.3 at 1827 UTC. SAR activity otherwise was later moderate, remaining below warning levels. Geomagnetic activity in the Australian region was generally quite unsettled, remaining below warning reaching levels. The ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia were generally near predicted monthly values. Brief depressions of about 15% were observed after local dawn on the 21st and 22nd, and depressions of up to 15% were observed during local day on the 23rd. The forecast issued on the 26th of December through to the 1st of January 2026. Solar activity likely to reach R1 levels. Geomagnetic activity may reach G2 midweek with unsettled conditions otherwise. Maximum usable frequencies in southern Australian regions may be depressed up to 20% later in the week, otherwise near predicted monthly values. And the solar flux index updates. Here are the updated solar flux index, SFI, figures for this week. Having finished November, we had a minimum of 115, an average of 138, and a maximum 180. With peak dates from the 5th to the 15th and the 29th to the 30th. So far for December, we're expecting a minimum of 116, an average of 157, and a maximum of 220. With peak dates from the 1st to the 11th and the 30th to the 31st. And looking ahead to January 2026, we're expecting a minimum of 115, an average of 144, and a maximum of 170. With peak dates from the 1st to the 7th and from the 22nd to the 31st. So therefore, what we're looking for peak dates is from the 30th of December to the 7th of January. Updates with thanks to Noel, VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono, VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
If you've been around radio amateurs for a little while, you're likely to have heard about the solar cycle and that it affects radio propagation for HF, or high frequency, also known as shortwave communications. The frequencies in the range of around 3 to 30 megahertz, or 100 meters to 10 meters wavelength. One of the main ways it's used is for long-distance or global communication. And one of the most common ways that's done is using the ionosphere around the globe to refract a radio signal. In September 2020, the Solar Cycle 25 Prediction Panel announced that Solar Cycle 25 had commenced in December 2019, and radio amateurs around the globe rejoiced. The first question for me was, why Solar Cycle 25? You might think of the Sun as a stable light in the sky. As it happens, the bright light hides all manner of ferocious activity. One of the measures of this activity is the number of dots observed on the surface of our star. These dots are called sunspots. As solar activity increases, the number of sunspots increases. The activity is cyclical. It increases and decreases over time. Each increase and decrease combined is known as a solar cycle. On average, a cycle lasts about 10.7 years. Simple maths gives you that solar cycles started somewhere around 1750. That seems a little strange. Our Sun is 4.6 billion years old. There are paintings on the rocks at Ubir in the Northern Territory of Australia that are 40,000 years old. The pyramids in Egypt are 4,500 years old. The solar cycle has been going for a lot longer than the 7 million years there have been humans on the planet, let alone dinosaurs who experienced the solar cycle 66 million years ago. Using fossil records, we've determined that the solar cycle has been stable for at least the last 700 million years. Chinese astronomers recorded solar activity around 800 BC. And Chinese and Korean astronomers frequently observed sunspots, but no known drawings exist of these observations. The first person to draw sunspots was John of Worcester on the 8th of December 1128. 5 days later, half a world away, in Korea on the 13th of December 1128, the astronomers in Songdo reported a red vapour that, quote, soared and filled the sky, end quote, describing the aurora borealis in the night sky that resulted from those very same sunspots. In the early 1600s, there was plenty of activity around the recording of sunspots. Thomas Harriot appears to have predated Galileo Galilei by more than a year, with notes and drawings dated the 8th of December 1610. There's plenty of other names during this period. Father and son David and Johannes Fabricius, and Christoph Scheiner, to name three. But I'm moving on. The solar cycle was first described by Christian Horrebow, who more than a century later in 1775 wrote, quote, "It appears that after the course of a certain number of years, the appearance of the sun repeats itself with respect to the number and size of the spots," end quote. Recognition of the solar cycle was awarded to Samuel Heinrich Schwab, who noticed the regular variation in the number of sunspots, and published his findings in a short article entitled Solar Observations During 1843, in which he suggested that the cycle was 10 years. Stay with me, we're getting close to solar cycle number one. In 1848, Rudolf Wolf devised a way to quantify sunspot activity. His method, named the Wolf number, is still in use today, though we call it the relative or international sunspot number. In 1852, he published his findings on all the available data on sunspot activity, going back to 1610, and calculated the average solar cycle duration as 11.11 years. He didn't have enough observations to reliably identify solar cycles before 1755, so the 1755 to 1766 solar cycle is what we now consider solar cycle number one, lasting 11.3 years with a maximum of 144.1 sunspots in June of 1761. Until 2009, it was thought that there had been 28 solar cycles between 1699 and 2008, with an average duration of 11.04 years. But it appears that the 15-year solar cycle between 1784 and 1799 was actually two cycles, making the average length only 10.7 years. I should also point out that there have been solar cycles as short as 8 years and as long as 14 years. With the announcement of Solar Cycle 25 comes improved propagation for anyone who cares to get on air and make noise. The current predictions vary depending on the method used, ranging from a very weak to a moderate Solar Cycle 25. There are predictions for the solar maximum, the time with the most sunspot activity, to occur between 2023 and 2026, with a sunspot range between 95 and 130. By comparison, during the previous solar cycle, in 2011 the first peak hit 99, and the second peak in 2014 hit 101. I have purposely stayed away from electromagnetic fields, geomagnetic impacts, and the actual methods for HF propagation. I'll look at those another time. I can tell you that we've gone a little beyond counting dots on the Sun to determine activity, and we have a whole slew of satellites orbiting our star doing all manner of scientific discovery, all of which helps our understanding of what's going on in the massive physics phenomenon 8 minutes and 20 seconds away by radio. That said, solar eruptions are still pretty unpredictable, much like the weather around us. Not because we don't want to know, but because this is a very complex one to solve. Much like ionospheric propagation is hard to forecast. Much easier to measure actual performance and much more accurate. So, if you want to know how well propagation is going to be today, turn on your radio and have a listen. If you want to know how great it's going to be tomorrow, look at the forecast, but bring an umbrella or an FT8 transmitter. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
For more information about this series, including audio, transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is vk6flab.com. And you can contact Ono by email to cq@vk6flab.com. Club news. And we start this week, as usual, with news from the Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club and looking ahead to activities coming up in January. The January 2026 monthly general meeting is at 2 p.m. on Saturday the 3rd in the SES building, Central Road, Port Macquarie. Amateurs visiting the area are invited to come along and meet the locals. The January coffee morning is at 10 a.m. on Thursday the 8th at the Hill Cafe, Thromster. Coffee mornings are on the second Thursday of each month. Everyone is welcome. And the January Friday night get-together in the Port Macquarie SES building is at 7 p.m. on Friday the 16th. The next Foundation licence weekend and licence assessment sessions will be run early in the new year once sufficient candidates have registered. The best way to register your interest is via the contact form on the club website. There are two club nets each week, and the mid-week net is at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights, and the weekend net is at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2 RPM 2-metre repeater on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. EchoLink access is also available on a VK2 RPM-R. For more information about the Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The November 2025 issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online. And past issues of Oxtails are available on the website as well. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for the Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club. That's from Henry, VK2ZHE, for the Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Okay, the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club wishes everyone a safe and happy holiday season and all the very best for the new year. The club rooms at Carry On are currently closed and will reopen on the 10th of January at 10:30 a.m. At the time of submission, all services at the VK2 RAG Summersby are operational except for the 70-centimetre multi-mode repeater on 438.8 MHz. The club's weekly net is taking a break and will return at 8 p.m. on Thursday the 15th of January on the VK2 RAG 2-metre repeater. You can find out more about the CCARC on the web at ccarc.org.au. By phone on 02-4340-2500, which normally goes to a message bank, or on social media by searching for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the pages to receive updates. And at 73 from Alan, VK2MG, Publicity Officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Fisher's Coast Amateur Radio Club. And here's an update with Alan, VK2, Charlie, Oscar, Delta.
There are only 3 full days left to participate in the first VK Yodo contest being hosted by the Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club. Also, the IARU Region 1 Yodo contest is on the 29th December, so get all of your contacts in the log for both contests. As the new year is just around the corner, the Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club would like to take this time to wish everyone a happy new year, and we hope that 2026 will be kind to you and your family. The club hopes to see you at some of our events, and also may we catch you down the log. 73. Spoken by Alan, VK2COD, the Junior Publicity Officer for FGARC.
And thank you, Alan. Now, the St. George Amateur Radio Society. The Society's next training and assessment weekend will be at Sutherland on the 31st of January and the 1st of February. The Foundation Licence Training and Assessment Weekend provides candidates with the opportunity to gain their first qualifications and become amateur radio operators. There's no need to learn Morse code and you don't need prior technical knowledge. There's no ongoing fee and no age limit. Even children under the age of 16 can study for and obtain an amateur radio licence. If you're curious, enthusiastic and ready to learn, you're already qualified to begin. The Foundation Weekend is a good opportunity for one of your family or friends to enter the great hobby of amateur radio. They're also available for licence upgrade and assessments if you are seeking to upgrade to a standard or advanced licence. For more information about the weekend, go to the St. George Amateur Radio Society's amateur radio website, www.ar.sgars.org, or email the Education Coordinator at education@sgars.org. The Society's annual 2-metre summer contest is now on until the 28th of February. So fire up your 2-metre radio, spin your antenna and start calling CQ. You may never know who will answer you. For more information about the contest, come along with details of the St. George Amateur Radio Society's repeater and other activities. Visit the website. That's at www.sgars.org.au. That's from Peter, VK2MU, Publicity Officer for St. George Amateur Radio Society.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the Amateur Radio New South Wales website, you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2 ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL. That's 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone and on Echolink VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben VK2AFK. At 8 p.m. there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with net control Steve VK2STG. The Haddock Net on VK2RNS 147.25 MHz. And the Waverley Amateur Radio Society net on VK2RBV. That's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VK DMR net starts at 7:30 p.m. on Talk Group 505. At 8 p.m, there's the Blue Mountains Club net on 3543 kHz. The St. George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net on 146.8 MHz and the Southern Highlands Radio Group Net on VK2RHR on 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2 metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m, the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echolink node 1474, and the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz. Illawarra's 6 metre net on VK2RMP, 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone. And the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 p.m, there's the St. George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2RLE on 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10 metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz, and then at 8 p.m. the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70 cm net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society, a net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network, VK2RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375, and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, West Lakes DMR net from 8 a.m. usually on Talk Group 3802, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM, Wyson New South Wales Nets, 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 cm repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR or HF, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone, 02-944-0123.
And thank you. Our next news bulletin will be 10 a.m. next Sunday morning, including a relay of the national news from VK1WIA. That's all from VK 2WI News for this week. Your announcer has been Peter, VK2EMU, and engineering has been Stuart, VK2BMX. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX and Mount Binder, callbacks taken by Peter, VK2JTV, with thanks to St George Amateur Radio Society. And on VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul, VK2APA, is standing by. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I'm going to start with, I'm going to do HF. So I'm going to do 20, 80, 40, 30 and 160. And in Jeremy Stewart, he's going to do 10 metres and above. He's going to start with 10 metres. Anyway, he'll let you know. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe and thank you for listening.